knows, that's for sure. But we are anticipating the arrival of our guest, Dr. Khalil, Dr. K, Dr. Oregano. Whatever you want to call him, it's fine with him. Just don't call him a crypto-Zionist, that's for sure, because he is anything but. In fact, he is not one of the puppeteers or puppets on either side. He is a very casual, very objective, very nonpartisan, matter-of-fact exponent of truth. The truth that has been capsulized in most of his works. As you know, his most recent works, Magnificent Message, Secret Scripture, 9/11, who was behind it? Indeed, Dr. Qasem Khalil, who knows how to bring home the truth, because right now truth is a very precious commodity, and indeed a very rare one. So we're expecting him to jump aboard. There's no shortage of things to talk about in the last month and a half or so since we've had him on the program. Just about that much time, believe it or not. And we need to talk. We need to do some updates because, as you all know, there is a drumbeat. There is a drumbeat to war, a drumbeat for world supremacy, Jewish world supremacy. Ladies and gentlemen, and that supremacy has counted many victims along that path, that bloody path for over 100 years. And Dr. K is coming to the phone. We will talk to him probably just enough time to say hello before the break, and then we will welcome him back with his never short of things to say message. Absolutely not. And one of them deals explicitly with the worldwide conspiracy of Zionism and globalism, internationalism, interventionism, what it has done to the world, where it has brought us. It has brought us to a, quote, disunited, united world. United by whom? Satan himself. United for his purpose of creating a rulership right from the city of Jerusalem. That's his capital, Jerusalem. And right now, let us say hello to Dr. K. Welcome back.
Hey, how you doing there?
I'm doing. I'm revved up and ready to go.
Yep.
Battling the forces of Antichrist, anti-Islamicism, anti-true Judaism, and here we are tonight, bringing the message through.
Absolutely.
And
you know, what the real challenge is the percentage of people who still think that and really believe that somehow Islam is the enemy.
You know, they'll believe anything.
You know,
here's that music, Dr. K. Saved by the music. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Boy, to tackle that subject in his books. All right, listen in, join in. Uncensored Radio, Free America with Rick Adams. We'll be back to discuss these and other important issues.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. Phone number's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about $1 a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or order by phone, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea. Change America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. Found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-99-9147.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
All right. Well, as they say, the fish rots from the White House down. Yes, indeed. The fish rots from the bush. And here we are back again with Dr. K. Dr. K, yes, there are people listening to my voice and yours right now who believe that the most frightening enemy of world peace, world unity, world freedom is Islamism.
You know, and the bizarre thing about it is that the New York City publicist wrote the copy about Shia or Sunni. It didn't come from, like, different, say, Muslim groups or Islamic scholarship or whatever, nor did it come from the Orthodox Jewish people, you know, like you said, the people who follow true Judaism, nor did it come from, and it did not come from the Christians, by the way. And those same publicists wrote the copy for the idea of a fundamentalist versus a moderate. That copy was well established, just as the Patriot Act was, fully encoded many, many years before 9-1-1, huh? A project for New American Century, and just mysteriously showed up the night afterwards. And then, of course, the whole idea of Iranian mullahs, that, you know, there's no Islamic word mullah, that versus Saudi Wahhabis, that copy was written quite a few decades ago, and Aramco certainly participated in that. Oh, did that a coincidence that the oil is owned by an American Arab oil company, Aramco?
I guess it is.
So, and you know what? You know what's the fascinating, really, thing about this is they even have the Muslims believing it.
Well, you see, that's the power they have, isn't it?
Isn't that something? That,
yeah. The prince of the power of the air, the scripture reveals.
Apparently so. And and what's even more disconcerting, I would say, is that you have very obvious evidence of false flag being committed by the Zionists. You don't have any evidence of it being committed by any other rogue entity. There's no Islamic nation as such, or Muslim-occupied nation, or which consistently commits false terror, actual terror, while blaming it on others. False flag, you can call it, such as the USS Liberty, such as the assassination of President Kennedy in front of national TV, everybody could see his head being blown off, such as the destruction of nuclear power plants and semi-nuclear for other nations. You know, just fly your planes, blow them up. And, of course, the Lavan affair, where U.S. facilities in Egypt were blown up to make it look like the Muslims wanted the U.S. out
mm-hmm.
when it was traced direct to the Zionist entity, such as the King David Hotel, where the guys dressed up like sheiks. And, of course, such as the big one, 911,
mm-hmm.
where the van full of Zionist agents was caught on September the 11th, attempting to imitate Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and much more.
Now we know Pearl Harbor and the Lusitania. You know, the same cast of characters were behind each of those wars.
That's right.
To get America. Why America? Well, America
Because, as Kissinger says, beef-headed, ignorant idiots. And even more quite astonishing is that Kissinger makes the statement, and yet it's calling these people dumb, useless animals. That is the American from St. Joseph's, Missouri, Mississippi, Michigan, from
Springs,
Missouri. Yeah.
They have others, and
yet they go and still fight their wars. Go and still go after those Afghanis. You know, they're the guy. Go after those Iraqis. Go after those Iranians, those Shias, and yet Kissinger boldface said that he uses as an attaché to Rockefeller and Rothschild American people as dumb, useless animals to be moved around on the global map to fight the battles for the Zionist regime. Why would you do it? Why would
America
you
say, has to be the vest to accomplish it for two reasons, I believe, because America is, in Bible prophecy, if you really write down to it, America is the Israel of God promised. And you know, many of our founding, not our founding fathers, but the precursors to them, who wrote about coming to the Israel of God, the new Israel, the new Jerusalem, here on these shores, and manifest destiny. Now, Satan and his minions wants that back. He wants what he thinks was rightfully his birthright, that he can't have, number one. And then number two, America is the source and repository of all of the wealth that he needs to accomplish his dastardly deeds. Yep.
Of course. And, you know, did you get the magnificent message, the modern layman's Quran?
I believe I did. Now, is that the one that was sent out just recently?
Yeah, it's a big, thick one.
Okay, no, I did not receive that one.
Okay, so
I don't believe I did. I did receive the earlier versions.
Okay.
And I did receive the other to do with the Islams.
Okay,
the Islamic
did you get
faith.
The secret? You didn't even get the secret scripture they don't want you to know about?
No, that I have not received yet.
Okay.
We'll get it.
Yeah, but those books,
those are the ones I referred to right at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, those books are the opposite of what the New York City publicists are teaching. Remember I said the last time that our only hope in the United States is to get the American people, who are a good people, on board to understand that that there's a false enemy that's put up. It's not an enemy. When you have a Christian population and you only have one brotherhood and sisterhood that says that Jesus is the Savior, Jesus is the Saint, Jesus is the High One, Jesus is the Messiah, Jesus is the Great, you know, Jesus is pure, Jesus was born of virgin birth, the Virgin Mary is sanctified, the Virgin Mary is pure. There's only one other group besides the Christians which categorically state that Jesus will come back and set the truth correct. And throw out the pigs, whatever it means.
And at the same time, one dedicated group that denies all of that.
Yeah, and so why go on speculation when now we have the magnificent, the modern layman's translation of the Quran in modern English, which I have edited and produced.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have an opportunity to say, okay, well, this is what it is. Instead of what the press agents have been, have been creating that image. The whole Hollywood image of a wild Arab is created to distract the American people from why they're being used as dumb animals, to quote Henry Kissinger.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Kissinger works, he doesn't work for the Prophet Muhammad, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't work for the Islamic movements, whatever they are. He doesn't work for the, you know, believers in God and common decency. He works for somebody else. And so, you know, here's an opportunity with the Magnificent Message, Volume 1 being done, for all of us to get wised up and then go to the churches, go to the mosque. Let's all be emissaries. Go to the meetings and say, you know, it's up for discussion. Not only do I have proof, which I've Xeroxed from whatreallyhappened.com or maybe from wrongly blamed, freely use it and fix it,
mm-hmm.
that the people who you are sending your sons to kill had nothing to do with it, and therefore your son or daughter could be very well killed for nothing. But I have proof that the people that they're fighting for are the ones who killed the American people and the foreign nationals on 9/11. You know, it's the opposite of everything you have heard, and I can prove it, and no one has ever disputed me on this. You know,
no,
this? I've done
not.
How many shows with you and others?
I have never been called to account. No, and they wouldn't dare because they can't. So what do? They do one of two things. They either ignore us and wish we'd go away, or they start attacking us and call us everything from bigots to Zionist agents ourselves. So that's the only refuge they have, is the refuge of scoundrels.
Yeah.
Now, here's a story that you can explain to me. I don't really need to have it explained, but I think you would have a comment. A story that is most interesting, that right from Israel itself, and it has to do with the Maori tribes in New Zealand supposedly discovering Judaism. In fact, they claim that they are one of the tribes of Israel, quote-unquote. And the question is Israel, the state, about to welcome new, quote, immigrants belonging to New Zealand's Polynesian people?
Would think, because they have been seeing more and more territory.
Right. They need the population.
And the Somalian experiment, the Ethiopian experiment, did not work that well.
No.
And if they may well be looking for a virile people that can fight their wars. Most likely, that's a plot.
They put them up front, don't they?
The Maoris are very powerful people.
Mm-hmm.
They're still relatively healthy people there. Get some healthy stock. Exactly. Put them in the front of the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
That, because, as you know, Reuven Azar said, when they caught him cursing at the U.S. Embassy, the attaché from Israel, he said, our people don't like to die, and they're bucking, you know, further attacks against Lebanon, against Iran. They don't want to go into Iran, so that's why we're trying to get America conned into doing it.
You bet.
Yeah.
New victims, new front.
And there's no doubt about it. America has lost many sons and daughters needlessly, and still.
And we'll continue to do so. We'll be back. Dr. Kasem Khalil. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, on this Independence Day week. You stay with us and join us. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've got dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you. Shoot.
All right, okay. All right, Mike. Okay, Mossad, Mike. Enough with the music. Boom, 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 boom. And we are back now that Mike is done with the music. Well, Dr. K, you're still there.
Yeah, of course.
I want to tell you that just a moment ago we were talking about the Maoris. And, you know, how many people remember just a few short years ago Jewish rabbis from Israel to Peru? And they started converting, like, 90 Indian people to Judaism,
yeah.
Bring them back, and then help to colonize further the Palestinian land. And now, here we go in Polynesia, where they're claiming to discover new lost tribes of Judaism.
Right, and don't forget that to do espionage, you need the dark-skinned people who could
easily be substituted as the
Arabic.
Arabs, yeah.
And that happened in London, in the London bombings. The London bombings were committed by the Zionists. They perhaps assassinated the four men who were blamed. Surely those men were cut down and into ribbons somewhere. It was not an Islamic act.
No.
The proof of that is very easy. The only individual who has ever admitted to attempting to sow terror in London that week, within the 2 weeks of that time, and actually admitted to setting a bomb, though the bomb turned out to be a dud, was not a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Jewish man, and if we could may say a Zionist individual, working on behalf of the Israeli entity.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a victim, really, because he shouldn't have been pulled from Ethiopia, where the Jews worshipped freely and had no need to be pulled into this nonsense, this nightmare. But that was Addis Isaac. Addis Isaac caught red-handed by the Italian police, who interrogated him and determined that he was an Israeli national who had been extracted from Ethiopia and who was given a false identity. Imitating a Muslim, he was given the false name of Osman Hussein. Many of you may remember that. He's still in prison, and of course, Reuven Azar made mention of the dang British, they're giving our people such a hard time. And that may well have been that the British won't release Addis. because that's a big, you know, that's a real, I don't want to say embarrassment, but it's their proof that the Zionists were perpetrating these bombs. You see, the reason they did the second set of bombings was because French secret police came forward and said this was not an amateur bombing. This was C4 high explosive, which mm-hmm. would be military grade and would have to have come through, you know, approved or you know, espionage agencies. And so shortly thereafter, then the Zionists took their second devices, you know, hiring some doofuses that may have had Muslim names, and the head man was the Jewish Otis Isaacson.
Well, one terrorist incident that has not been brought up on our program in a long, long time, if ever, that can be, I believe, very directly tracked back to the Mossad was the Pan Am 103 flight.
Yeah.
Over Lockerbie.
Well, sure.
And people forget how Libya was blamed right up front when, in fact, there was no evidence to suggest the Libyans had a true reason to be involved.
There'd be
with
no reason whatsoever for the Libyans to take out that plane.
But in fact, there was one nation, one country, one people that had a vested interest in bringing down that plane and blink Libya. Now, Libya was forced to sanctions and international extortion, essentially, admit, quote-unquote, guilt in order to plea,
The only evidence that I have for a rogue state, some sort of entity, routinely doing terror acts and then blaming it on others is Israel.
Now, that's a fact. No one can ever deny that on this program.
Yeah, I mean, we know with the fake Tablighi, Jamaat, you know, these sort of people in long robes with beards. Not that some Jews or Muslims or Christians don't have long robes and beards and all that. That's not the point. But where they were masquerading as Palestinians and masquerading as Pakistanis, and they were arrested by the Indian Secret Service. They thought that they were Muslims attempting to hijack planes. They found out that they're Israelis from the West Bank. You see how the rogue entity operates?
Mm-hmm.
It steals the people's land mm-hmm. to create an illegal, illicit entity, and then uses it as a base for international terror, international pornography, international crime. It's evil. It's wicked. It's necessary to outlaw such an entity. And I'll tell you something else.
Mm-hmm.
The reason the United States is being crushed
mm-hmm.
has more to do with the Zionist entity than anything else. That's the number one cause of the crushing influence in
taking down America and her independence.
It is the Israeli Revenue Service. It's nothing yeah. else.
Yes.
And
you've just described, you know, right in our scriptures, is the M.O., the method of operation of the Kenites and Cain. Always has been and always will be to the end of the age. No, there's nothing new under the sun.
And, you know,
Jesus identified it.
The Quran and the Bible have everything in common. And,
yes.
Of course, the high state of Jesus Christ is...
Divide and conquer is the way, huh, Doc?
Well, it is.
All right, we've got to take a break.
Yeah.
Stay where you are. We got callers lined up, and we'll take them, too. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, Dr. Kasem Khalil.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, Bisher? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks have become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And we're back now, fellow cattle.
Are you there?
It's still playing. All right, here we go. Having a malfunction there, or a Mossad function. Well, anyway, here we are back again with none other than Dr. K, Dr. Kasim Khalil. And, yes, Doc, all of what you have just said is true. I've dared people. We dare them to come on the show and present counter evidence. And we know they're listening. They're listening all over the world, and yet they maintain silence.
I know it.
And the reason is very simple. Because what you have said and what you have described in all of your works, your treatises, your books, has been irrefutable.
Well, it is irrefutable, and we have all the evidence that you could ever want. And, of course, I think one of the most interesting things is the attempted explosion of the George Washington Bridge by the Zionist agents that was reported by Dan Rather. Now, Dan, of course, Mr. Rather did not report, and he knew, but he did not report that they were Zionist agents. Nor did he say they were Arabs or anything.
Well, we saw what happened to Brit Hume, and we saw what happened to Cameron at Fox News. I mean, hey.
Many of them.
They initially started getting honest about this whole thing and the Israeli spy network, and then all of a sudden they were silenced. Their reports were taken down. They were shut down off the website as if it never existed.
And you know, to catch these individuals with a van load full of bomb, as reported by Army Radio and Jerusalem Post, but, you know, and to have the bombers in hand and then to disguise that demonstrates the degree of the evil, because now you have all these innocent Iraqis and Afghanis who are dead and maimed and being suicide now because of hopelessness and dying of poverty and starvation. Then you have no water, no food, and uranium. All the criminal Israeli entity, all started by Richard Pearl, et cetera, and Wolfowitz as agents, and Kissinger as agents for the other big boys.
And Brzezinski,
And Brzezinski, of course, in the thick of it. But you have all these crimes. And, of course, let's not forget that the American people are suffering to the extreme. They have lost their son and daughters for nothing. The National Guard is gone while we're flooding to death. The individuals that have been maimed are countless. Those who've been scarred emotionally are beyond register. And how many of these guys have come back, you know, with Prozac on board and killed their wives another loved one. You count the, you can't count the crimes. They're beyond count.
And now that some are being helped, those that are in the know, getting on naturopathic remedies, we find the FDA announcing it's going to start cracking down big time on those who are trying to help.
It's all one big crime.
And who runs the FDA? Who runs the bureaucracy? Who runs the medical establishment? Well, we know it's the same Kenites.
It's all run from New York City. You know, obviously Rockefeller has a great deal of power.
Well, the Rockefeller Trust, the Rothschilds, and of course the Warburg family, immensely
all very powerful, not just Rockefeller.
Pharmaceuticals, yes.
Pharmaceuticals. And, you know, remember it was Kissinger who said, let's convert the Shah of Iran, who, by the way, was not a Muslim. It's interesting when you look at the Shah, he was running a country of 50 million.
Which you brought out, yes.
And we brought that out in wrongly. But what's critical about this is that Kissinger stated that we're going to convert the Shah to nuclear power so that we can conserve the oil that we derive from Iran, though it's not theirs to derive, for pharmaceuticals.
Can you believe it?
You know?
Yeah.
The brazenness. And then putting the Shah, who is a Russian Jew, not a Muslim, in power over those people, and that's okay. He's the island of stability, as Jimmy Carter said. He's the great revolutionary and westernizer. As long as the Jews can have a deal, the Zionists, with the Shah to divert oil to the entity to sell.
Well.
Of course, if the people take their wealth back, then they're the axis of whatever. You know?
Mossadegh had to be overthrown in 1953 by the CIA. And we had to see the same pattern all across the globe. We saw Nasser, what happened to him.
Yeah.
We saw, you know, we even saw what happened as a result of the so-called Jimmy Carter peace agreement with Begin and the assassination of Saddam. And that, too, was the culmination and result of Zionist politics and power play. Again, they run the show. They call the shots.
Tremendously obvious when you just take a look at it. And I'll help make it more obvious, because what I'm going to do is we're going to do something with the magnificent message, because your only hope is to get the American people to understand exactly what's going on so they won't sacrifice their wealth and their children for the devil, you know, for useless, well, for nothing, if nothing else. Yeah. And there's a way to do it. But we've all got to work together.
Right now, as we speak of this, and you are bringing this out, we have this resolution in Congress that was supported and nurtured, even, shall we say, initiated by AIPAC. It's HCR, House Concurrent Resolution 362, and its twin resolution in the Senate, SR 580, which calls for a blockade on the people of Iran. That is a declaration of war.
Yes,
we saw that was what was done to Germany.
Yeah.
In the teens, my goodness.
To force Iran maybe to fight back, and then come the bombs.
And we have two idiot representatives here from Rogue Island, and they are Kennedy, of course, we know the name, and Langevin, both of whom have
compliant
signed on.
The Zionist
signed
associates.
On. Yeah. They do whatever their Zionist puppet masters tell them to do.
Yeah.
They are an outrage to the people of
that's why I say,
our nation.
If, you know what, if we won't send the boys over to be slaughtered, then we won't allow Kissinger to have dumb, useless eaters, then who's going to fight their miserable, dirty, filthy plot?
What's the offer tonight, Doc?
Well,
what offer are you willing to make?
Dear Rick, I'm not a desperate man. I'm only trying to help you guys do this. I'm going to do a 1+1. Whoever orders the magnificent message gets a wrongly blamed real facts about 9/11 and the London bombings free. You order the magnificent message, which is a 550 pager, big, okay, for the $29.99, you get the wrongly blamed, which is a 400-page book, free. So it's a 1+1. That's what you do if you want to get the word out. Now, some of you already have wrongly blamed, and you'll say, well, I'd rather have another thing. So if that's the case, then you can have the Science in the Name of God, as another way to educate people.
All
see,
right.
If an educated American, see, the only possible way that this evil can continue is through America, and you said it biblically.
That's right.
An educated American will not send his son or daughter to die for the Zionist entity. He won't.
Mm-hmm.
He won't let the blood flow for Kissinger, or Rothschild, or Rockefeller. That's our only hope. You know, obviously we're being taxed, and if you don't submit, even though it's voluntary, they threaten you with jail, and that's very oppressive. But that you don't have as much control over. What you have control over is whether or not you allow your children to be killed or maimed or psychologically damaged. They did it in Vietnam. You know,
mm-hmm.
What's new, baby? You know?
Nothing new under the sun. 800-313-9443 is our number, and you heard the message, and people who want to order, get pen and paper ready. We'll be giving that information in a few moments. But let's take some calls here. 800-313-9443. You're listening to Dr. Kasem Khalil, Dr. K, who is here tonight, and he's not always here, so you take advantage of this opportunity to speak to a man who obviously has a very, very intellectual depth, a deep understanding about the history involved, the sub-matters involved, as we are being, once again, being propelled into another act of aggression. Let me start off with David in Massachusetts. Hello there, Dave.
Oh, hi, Rich.
Hello
hi,
there.
Hi, Dr. K.
Hi there, David.
Thanks a million for the magnificent message that you sent me.
You got it, didn't you?
Oh,
huh?
You got it.
He did.
It came practically right away. I was amazed at how
wonderful. Rick Adams has never came, but you got yours.
Still, I'm sad to have to admit that I've only read the introduction.
Okay.
It was a beautiful introduction. You know, Rick's had me sidetracked with this talk radio, Dr. K.
I know you're participating, but...
He's on all the shows.
It's a lot of us don't read as much as we should. The fact that you got part of it done is a big deal.
Yeah, I'll keep it. Hey,
you'll be embarrassed to get your yellow underliner and underline and make notes, all of that. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Dr. K, my mind went blank for a second. Your brain, that's what I'm trying to say. You don't mind if I pick your brain, do you?
No, go right ahead, David.
Okay, listen. The Old Testament God, the Israelite God, the Israelite tribal God was Yahweh.
Yeah.
And he gave the command to the ancient Israelites to, like, love their neighbor. But he also gave the command to Moses, and Moses, of course, passed it on to Joshua and everything. The commands came down from Yahweh to, love your neighbor, your fellow Israelite, but exterminate your neighboring nations and your neighboring tribes.
Okay.
Yeah. So now where I'm going with this, let's talk about now Jesus' birth, Jesus' conception. Now I know Islam teaches the virgin birth of Jesus and teaches the doctrine of the Virgin Mary.
Yes.
Now, the New Testament scriptures say that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Ghost, that the Holy Ghost came upon the Virgin Mary. It never says that Yahweh came upon Mary.
Right.
Now, where I'm going with this now... Jesus always talked about his father, and he said his father was love. And he also said that when he did his miracles and so on, he said, it's not me that's doing it, it's the father that doeth the works. Mm-hmm. So all those tender, loving acts of mercy were done by Jesus' father. Now, I find a disconnect between the ancient Israelite tribal god, Yahweh, that he seems to be so nasty and foul and bloodthirsty and everything, and Jesus, loving Heavenly Father, who Jesus said is love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, take it even one step further. I try to get this out as quick as I can. Jesus, during Jesus' ministry, he very often talked about the God of this world. As opposed to his Heavenly Father. He referred to the God of this world, and it's commonly assumed that when he talked about the God of this world and everything, he was talking about Satan, the devil.
Mm-hmm. But, could be.
But if we actually take Jesus' words at face value, where he's talking about the God of this world, now bear in mind, the God of this world was the God of the world of Jesus' time. Now, who's the God of the world of Jesus' time? It was Yahweh.
Yahweh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So when Jesus would get in these confrontations with the
Yahwehites,
the scribes and the Lord, the Pharisees, and even the Jews, you know, like
right.
In John, in chapter 8, 44, you know, chapter 8 and everything, you know, when he'd say that they, you know, like they were of their father. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but what the heck, why mince words, since it's the end of the world.
Go ahead.
Why mince words? What I've been wondering and puzzling over, is it just possible, and I guess they teach this in the highest degrees of Freemasonry in these secret societies, that Lucifer was actually masquerading as God. In other words, that Yahweh is actually Lucifer. Is that
possible? Well, it's a very interesting point, and it's possible because, for example, the Quran says that, what are you doing? Go back to the way of Abraham, who is a great example of decency and love and commitment and giving of his whole self to me. You know, you claim all of this stuff is from me. This is to paraphrase the Quran. But you find you follow nothing but barbaric material from the time of Solomon, you know, which is based on paganism, and that's what you've now encoded as your law. So it actually specifies that just shortly after Solomon's time, that the law was changed, okay, and that Solomon did follow the truth, but people after him altered it for their own selfish interests. So one possibility is that it is this artificial Yahwehism is like a devil worship. Because, you know, if you change the law of God, if you change God's way, there couldn't be anything more foul than that.
Right.
And
okay.
So I would say to you that's probably what you're seeing, the disconnect isn't real. It's like you said, it's a Luciferian thing. What Jesus taught was real. What Moses taught was real, but Moses' teachings apparently have been altered.
You know, again, even the scriptures have been altered.
There's no, in other words, Jesus' heavenly Father, which is almost seems to be like the exact opposite of the mean, nasty, foul, bloodthirsty.
Right.
Well, he is the exact opposite.
It would be, and there's no basis to love thy neighbor as love thy neighbor. And the Quran says, I've only asked you one thing, which is to love your fellow man, and love your neighbor means mm-hmm. love your fellow person. I mean, mm-hmm. it's the same thing.
No, so the last thing, quick thing, Dr. K, to pick your brain now, is what does Islam actually now teach who impregnated the Virgin Mary? What's the doctrine on the Holy
Spirit? There is none. There's none. The only thing is that it was a miraculous thing of, but then God says that in the Quran that, look, I created Adam from nothing, so I can just say, and it is. In other words, I don't know. There is no teaching. Yeah.
Now, well, would Jesus could Jesus' father possibly be Allah?
You know, the teaching would be no on that. That God is not a physical entity with the kinds of hearts. So whatever happened there is beyond my comprehension. All I can say is that obviously we don't question the fact that somehow, do you know that the latest National Geographic data is that every human being is derived from one womb? Can we explain that?
I'll give you something, though, to think about that really contradicts that, though, and that is you have the two births, and I'll tell you what, we're going to have to pick this up on the
Another
other side
time,
of the break.
Yeah.
We're just, we're running fast out of time here. We'll do that in 3 minutes. Stay tuned for more fascinating, controversial talk right here on the program. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger with Dr. K.
Here's Dr. John Madden, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more gas for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at MiracleMineral.org. Read how, in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at MiracleMineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at MiracleMineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about MiracleMineral.org. Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the new world.
Have you been at the front?
Front? What front?
Why, the war, of course.
What war?
Good heavens. You mean you don't know we've been at war with Germany since 1914?
All right, we're back. We're back. Because of time, let me address that one quick hypothesis that was just published or made a statement on the program, and that is the seed lines. We have 2 children in the womb. God says he hates one, he loves the other. One is true Israel, the other one is Esau, Edom, and the Kenites who came from that, the same lineage. And so we have Jesus being born of the Holy Spirit. We have a whole race of Cain conceived of by the serpent impregnating Eve. It's very, 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 very scary to some to hear that, but you know what? That serpent seed thesis is taught directly in Genesis and the scriptures. So we see why evil exists in the world, why there are some who are so evil. Now we have a question here from a caller. How come we can't just live together in peace? We do it for 2 weeks during the Olympics every 2 years. All right, that's one question, and we'll have other questions undoubtedly. But Dr. K, how can they get the magnificent Mitch?
Well, they just call 1-866-626-5888. It works now. There's actually a person there sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, 1-866-626-5888. And they can get the 1+1. You just quote that you will get one free book, either The Wrongly Blamed, which would be highly recommended, or Science in the Name of God, when you order the magnificent message.
I'll tell you what, because of time, we're going to see if we can squeeze in another call here. Leo in Massachusetts. Hello there, Leo.
Hello?
Yes,
hi.
Leo.
Yeah, while we're talking about the entity, I think we're missing a major point.
What are you missing?
Pardon?
What are you missing?
You're missing what happened in World War II, how the entity cooperated with the Vatican and the Crown to create the great debacle. Everyone's forgetting the other players and blaming strictly the entity. You see, I think it's the Zionists are the foot soldiers. The generals sit in the background. They're not in the forefront anymore.
Well, actually, the only group that, for example, you can put your hands on as killing people, for example, 911, blowing up buildings, blowing up, attempting to
kill
George Washington.
I'm agreeing with you. I disagree. I'm just saying they're the foot soldiers. The generals sit in the background.
Who gives the orders?
The orders aren't coming from the Vatican, that's for sure. The orders, as you well know, are routed through Israel, and you know that Nick Rockefeller revealed that the plan was in place by the Rockefeller Rothschild group to create a fake war with people running into caves, and the Vatican was never mentioned, was not involved, was not a part of the plan.
That's exactly it. They're in the background. Read the Jesuit Extreme Oath of Induction, and you will understand why they sit back.
They sit back, but the Vatican, if it wasn't for the plot by the Zionist world order, the Vatican would have done World War II by itself.
They wouldn't have been the bishops and the cardinals with their arm raised.
They would not have been able to pull it off.
Okay, Henry, what's your name? Leo. Okay, thanks for
Leo.
Your call. I think instead of reading the Jesuits and the books, you ought to get right to the scriptures, read the Bible, and the Bible tells us who was responsible from day one.
But
Dr.
K. Dr.
K.
From the Islam point of view, Mary is held in the very highest esteem. So is Jesus.
What does the Talmud say, though? Different story, huh?
Well, I don't know what it is, but this is pure.
We'll get into that again.
Yeah.
When can we have you back? Real soon.
All right.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Dr. K. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Back again tomorrow night. Rick Adams, good night, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Men, are you